This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Westridge Specialty Care, Iowa State Savings Bank, Motor & Auto Group, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, the Knoxville Raceway, Motor & Service Department, and Pella Community School District. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, West End Auto, Precision Pulley and Idler, the City of Pella, Pella Corporation, Dowie Pest Control, Brand Appeal, Recon Techs of Central Iowa, Great Western Bank, and VHR Used Cars. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How can participating in extracurricular activities help kids learn and grow? Let's go in-depth with Ryan Paulson, Activities Director at the Knoxville Community School District. Ryan, you're the new Activities Director at Knoxville High School. Congratulations.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And where are you from?
I'm a Belmont-Clemmy High School graduate. After that, I went to the University of Northern Iowa. And for the first 14 years in education, I was at Okoboji High School. I was the first 2 years, I was just a classroom teacher. And I coach some basketball as well. And in the last 12 years, I've been the middle school, high school AD. So I did, you know, teaching half the day and AD the other half of the day. And now I'm excited to be here in this role in Knoxville, where I can be a full-time activities director doing something I'm really passionate about.
You're moving to an activities director. It's a different kind of thing, athletic versus...
Yeah, it
academic.
Is. Yeah. At Okoboji, I was, you know, the 7-12 athletic director, and we still had... You know, we had speech, we had debate, we had jazz band, we had jazz choir. So I'm very familiar with all of those activities because the school I was at is a small school, and, you know, kids are involved in multiple activities. But I was also, you know, in high school, I was in a lot of those activities as well. Like, my mom was high school vocal music for 33 years. So I was in choir for four years. I was in show choir for 4 years. I was in band for 4 years. I was in two musicals because we did musicals every other year when I was in high school. So I very, you know, I have a pretty vast background participating in activities. So I'm very well aware of just how important they play, you know, the role that they play in having students receive a well-rounded high school education.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by the Twin Cedar School District, Norris Asphalt Paving Company, Creative Landscaping, the Melcher Dallas School District, Lamberth's Trucks, Parts, and Towing, Sunny Slope Greenhouse, Knoxville Farm and Home, and Culver's of Pella. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, Stepping Stones Early Learning Center, Marion County Auto Body, Candy's Flowers, Hubes Garage, DMAC and Ankeny, Garden Associates Engineers and Surveyors, and Golay Heating and Cooling.
I continued my conversation with Ryan Paulson about extracurricular activities and kids. Well, why are activities, extracurricular activities, important for kids?
Well, a lot of what you can get from extracurricular activities, whether it be sports or other activities, is it's a different platform where you can learn skills that you need to be successful, you know, post-high school in the 21st century in an ever-changing world. And you can learn those skills in the classroom, yes, to prepare you, but it's just another area that you can learn skills that you need to be successful when you get to your next step, whether your next step is your next year of high school, or for all kids, you know, the next step is once they get out of high school, whether they're going college, career, military. And activities are just a great way to learn all those skills you need to be successful, like how to be responsible and how to manage your time and how to work hard and how to deal with success, how to deal with disappointment. We could go on and on. Activities, sports and other activities are just an awesome way where kids are in those authentic, real environments, and they have to, you know, they're basically opportunities to learn and grow. And that's just a great, great platform to be able to develop those skills.
What kinds of activities are offered at Knoxville? I presume there's an activity for every kid. I mean, potentially. I mean, kids are all different, but there's got to be something for everyone.
There is, and we have a lot of opportunities for kids to get involved. And that's one thing that I think is really, really important, especially for freshmen, when you're coming into a new school and you're the new kids in a building where all the other kids in this school are older than you. You know, there's sometimes a little finding your way, and getting involved in activities is a great way to not only meet people, but also, like we talked about, be able to develop those skills that you need to be successful. And what kids are going to find is that the more activities they're involved in, the better their grades are going to be. And you, if you present that to a kid, they might say, whoa, how is that possible? If I'm in more activities, that means I have less time to do homework. And that's just, it's actually the opposite. The more activities you're in, the better your grades are going to be, because you're going to learn how to manage your time, and you're going to be more connected to your school and have more pride in your school. And those kids that are involved in more activities, not only do they have greater connection to their school, but they're doing better academically, but they're also, you know, not getting in trouble as much. And there's just this all around, you know, way of enhancing your educational experience by not only what you're receiving in the classroom, but just all the other benefits you get from participating in a whole host of activities that we offer.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Jim and Susan Hicks Family, Cascade Manufacturing, Two Rivers Cooperative, Laley, the Pella Hy-Vee, Houston's on Main, and JLM Shooter Supply. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@knia.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, McCorkle Hardware, Hormel Foods, Gata Enterprises Lawn Care and Snow Removal, Smith Body Shop, Eye Care Partners, Integrative Counseling Solutions, Hewitt Service Center, and Cadeth Network Solutions of Knoxville.
I continued my conversation with Ryan Paulson about extracurricular activities and kids.
Well, and the kids have an opportunity to be involved in something that just by definition is going to be positive, as opposed to just potentially engaging in other activities that might not be so positive out of school unless there's some adult guidance. Kids, you know, there's just the possibility of things going awry if a kid doesn't have, if he's or she's out on the streets doing kid stuff without that structure until they're a certain age.
I have, you know, in my time in education, there have been a couple of kids that literally sports have saved their lives. They've had family members that have made bad choices and have gone down, you know, a bad path in life. And those kids that have been involved in, two kids that come to mind, have been involved in school-sponsored sports where they had developed, you know, relationships with their friends and were able to have positive role model coaches that kept them engaged in doing the right thing all the time, not only working hard in their sport, but also making good decisions out of you know, sports time as well, at nights and on the weekends. So sports and activities in general are just a very powerful way of not only, you know, developing, you know, those skills we talked about, but they can have a big impact on, you know, helping some people find the right path in life. And, you know, so I'm a big believer in just how important and impactful, you know, education-based activities can be for a student.
Well, and I hadn't thought about it till you mentioned it, but there are some people that aren't getting that kind of, some kids that aren't getting that kind of leadership at home that count on this. If they're not going to learn from mom and dad, they have to learn from somebody else, and the school environment provides a safe path for them.
Yeah, you know, some of the kids that, you know, walk through a school doors, you know, those 8 hours that they're with, you know, teachers and associates and administrators in a school is the best 8 hours of their day. And so, you know, teachers and coaches, you know, administrators, you know, and I've seen this in almost 15 years in education now, is you can never lose sight of just how important and impactful you can be in a young person's life, because everybody's got a story, everybody's got a different background, everybody's fighting a battle every single day that nobody else knows about. But, you know, coming into a school and seeing, you know, a teacher in the hallway smiling at you and saying hi as you walk through the classroom door, or a coach that, you know, not only is teaching you the skills of that activity, but, you know, wants to help you become a better person, that can go a long way in a young person's life, especially those that have no, you know, adult role model or guidance at home. That's, you know, like I said, I've seen firsthand how sports and activities can save somebody's life. And, you know, as coaches, you just want, and sponsors, you just want to work hard every single day for kids to give them an awesome experience and hopefully help them as they continue on their journey of wherever it leads, you know, past high school.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Pella Christian Grade School, Dutch Fix, PCM Schools, Van Haften Plumbing and Heating, and Central College. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Windsor Manor, Niall Hicks Family, Harson Construction, 3M, Brown Shoe Fit, Page Turner's Bookstore, and McCoy True Value.
I continued my conversation with Ryan Paulson about extracurricular activities and kids.
Now, any advice for parents that might have kids that aren't so inclined to do extracurricular activities? For my kids, I just said, you got to do two things. Whatever your two things, and was that simple. They ended up doing more, but when they went into middle school, I said, you have to do two things. And that was pretty simple. It worked out. But what if it's harder than that? Was that a bad decision? Was that a bad recommendation for me?
No, that's good. I think it just comes down to, you know, communicating with your child and just, you know, understanding just the positive role that sports and activities can play in the development of a young person, especially once you get to seventh grade when you start having school-sponsored, you know, sports and activities. You know, like you said, get involved. You know, you're going to meet kids, and like we've talked about, it's just an awesome platform in addition to what is being done in the classroom to help kids just continue on this journey through adolescence onto adulthood, onto the real world. So yeah, I think, you know, saying get involved in, you know, X number of activities, or just the bottom line, you know, do something, you know, get, you know, be involved in the musical, be involved in a sport, be involved in this club or that club. I think just being involved in general is just a great way to get started. And then kids are going to find what they're passionate about. And hopefully if they have, you know, are having a good experience in an activity, they'll want to continue to further along and become more and more invested and more involved in that activity and others. And it just gets back to, you know, being more connected to their school and having a lot of pride in where they go.
Any advice on time management?
Yeah, that's huge. And that's kind of what I talked about the grade piece, is that the kid that is involved in no activities, that gets home at 3:30 every day that maybe has some science homework to do will keep delaying it and pushing it off because they have nothing else going on that night. You'll say, well, I'll do it later. And they do it later, and then eventually it doesn't get done. Whereas that kid that's involved in a sport after school and then has another commitment after that, and then they have something that they want to do at 8:30. Well, they know that I've got 1 hour from 7:30 to 8:30. I've got that, and I've got to get my science homework done then because that's the only time I can do it. It's stuff like that that really is what time management is all about, is understanding, okay, these are the commitments that I absolutely have to have. This is what absolutely has to get done, and now I'm going to prioritize what needs to get done, and here's when I'm going to do it. That's what time management is, and you know, being involved in activities is just a fantastic way to learn that, because you've got school during the day that everybody has to be at, and then you've got these other opportunities that you can choose to be in. You know, sports are an option. You know, activities are an option. They're not required. But you're going to have required things of you, of your time, homework, for example. You got to find time to do it. Time management is a great skill that's being learned by participation in activities.
Any final advice, thoughts you'd like to share with parents, kids?
Yeah, no, the bottom line is just is get involved. You know, the really simple thing to do is just get involved in something that you have an interest in, see where that leads. And if you don't, if you try something and you're not interested in it, that's okay. Find a different activity, find a different sport. But the bottom line is just get involved.
Thanks to Ryan Paulson for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.